Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Absolute pleasure to check in with Heather Lister with Stratford Public Library. We've got a very informative week happening next week that Stratford Public Library is involved in. Heather joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Heather.
Hello, Jamie. How are you?
Doing wonderful. So great to chat again. It's a very special week next week with not only Stratford Public Library, but lots of information February 19th to the 25th. What's happening?
Yeah, we have something at the library that we've been running for many years called Freedom to Read Week. And it's an annual event, and it encourages Canadians to think about and reinform their commitment to intellectual freedom. So it's basically allowing people access to books and information at the library.
Again, it's Freedom to Read Week, and it is all next week with Stratford Public Library. And how does the Stratford Public Library support something like this?
Well, we support our patrons' rights to access the materials they'd like to read. Often books are challenged, usually by parents, sometimes educators. There are others that will challenge them. Because, for example, of religious grounds, on religious grounds, or because of the sexual orientation of the characters, we want everyone to feel welcome when they come to the library, whatever their opinions. So you have a right to choose not to read a book that's on our shelves. But if we bow to pressure and remove that book, then those that want to read it may find themselves unable to. So we support it by putting up a display of previously challenged and banned books and explaining why those books would have been challenged or banned. And it's quite enlightening. It promotes a lot of discussion between patrons and ourselves, and people pick up books that they might not otherwise have read. So that's what we like to do. We have a draw going on for Freedom to Read Week. We decided that we will give away one set of Canada Reads books. There are five contenders this year for Canada Reads.
Oh, that is very cool.
Yeah, we'll give away a set of Canada Reads, and it's just a simple draw that people can take part in. They don't have to do anything other than fill out their ballot form.
And with something like Freedom to Read Week, as you talk about books that have been either banned or challenged, it's interesting that the list either keeps growing, or books that are sometimes on this list and then get taken off this list, or how many books are on these lists that people might be quite surprised about?
I think so. So here's an example of a children's book about a little girl living with her mom and dad on a farm. She adopts a pig called Wilbur. Wilbur's best friend on the farm is a talking spider. So why would this beloved book be challenged? Well, talking animals didn't sit well with some groups in the U.S. particularly, and there was a theme of death in the book. And that book is Charlotte's Web, a classic children's novel.
Yes, classic children's novel, and certainly folks remember the movie as well, so that's a surprise one on the list for sure.
Absolutely. Another one, Harry Potter, very popular series of novels within the last two decades. Repeatedly challenged, including within Canada, for themes of witchcraft and wizardry. So that would generally be asked to be challenged or banned by religious groups. That's been the main area of contention there with the Harry Potter novels. But there are so many. George Orwell's books have been challenged and banned, promoting communist themes, and then in Russia, that book, one of his books, was challenged because it promoted themes of capitalism, so it's hard to keep people happy, you know.
It's called Freedom to Read Week. And again, Stratford Public Library, as we've talked about, is an inclusive and very welcoming place. It's Freedom to Read Week. So again, they can get complete listings on these books through the Stratford Public Library?
They can get them through us, Jamie, and they can also just go to freedomtoread.ca just to see the list of books and the reasons they were challenged.
And again, a reminder, there is a draw to win a set of 2023 Canada Reads novels, Freedom to Read buttons and bookmarks, too. So there you go. Everybody loves a contest, too. Heather, anything else about Freedom to Read Week that we didn't cover, or anything else happening at Stratford Public Library?
We have our blind date with a book coming up. That's where people choose a book based on its first lines, and they get a surprise. It prompts people to... This is for Valentine's Day related, and it prompts people to read things they might not have read because they don't see the cover. So that's coming up, and there will be a draw for that as well. Usual children's programs going on, lots of exciting things. Just give us a call and we would be happy to inform you about all the events that are going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Reach out with Stratford Public Library. Freedom to Read Week is February 19th through to the 25th. Of course, we'll have links and details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Fascinating stuff. Heather Lister with Stratford Public Library. Thanks for this, Heather.
Thank you very much.